The federal government is holding an unusual auction. It's selling the possessions of Ted Kaczynski, better known as the Unabomber. He made bombs and sent them across the country, targeting scientists, computer experts, and commercial airplanes. Kaczynski killed 3 people and injured dozens. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, authorities are now trying to help his victims by selling his property.
The Unabomber eluded federal officers from 1978, when he sent his first package bomb, until 1996, when a tip from his brother David led the FBI to a remote shack in Montana where Ted Kaczynski was arrested. The case was one of the longest and most expensive in FBI history.
Well, it was significant because it terrorized this country for 18 years.
U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of California, Albert Najera, says after Kaczynski pleaded guilty to setting 16 bombs and was sentenced to life in prison, the courts looked into disposing of his assets to pay $15 million in restitution.
Now, clearly, we don't expect to make anywhere close to $15 million. But whatever it is that we get back will, in fact, go directly back to the victims.
The most popular items so far, the iconic hooded sweatshirt and aviator sunglasses depicted in the police sketch For So Many Years, handwritten and typed copies of his 35,000-word manifesto, the Smith Corona typewriter he used, and academic records from Harvard. Najera says the Unabomber captivated people because he's one of the country's first modern-day domestic terrorists.
And clearly it changed the way that we got on the airplanes. It changed the way that we dealt with mail coming into our institutions. It was very significant at the time, and still is.
Some are glad the auction is moving forward. Others aren't happy Kaczynski is getting more notoriety. But it's clear these so-called murderabilia auctions generate a lot of attention. John Hickey is consignment director with Heritage Auctions.
A lot of these people have found a place in pop culture. They transcend, quote, criminals.
Heritage, based in Dallas, has sold Bonnie and Clyde wanted posters, John Dillinger's wooden gun, and letters from Lee Harvey Oswald. Hickey says they're generally high-ticket items.
The collectors, I suspect, are going to be almost universally male, and certainly over 40, maybe over 50, and fairly affluent, I suspect. And they're going to want to have something that they can pull out at a cocktail party or whatever and make conversation with, and it certainly does.
There are a few crime memorabilia websites, but these kinds of items are not generally available on eBay anymore. David Schmidt is a professor at the State University of New York in Buffalo, and he's written a book about serial killers in American culture. He says these auctions raise questions about whether they promote criminals or whether they help the victims.
So people who participate in it are basically having to sort of be honest with themselves and say, I'm interested in this material, not for any justifiable reason, just because I find it fascinating. And that's something that a lot of people are not prepared to do. So that's the reason murderabilia and something like the sale of Kaczynski's possessions makes people nervous.
Schmidt says he has no problem with the sale, so victims can get some compensation. The initial bidding on Kaczynski's personal items was slow, but it has picked up. The auction runs until June 2nd, and experts say serious bidders aren't likely to get involved until the last couple of days. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.